Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Got a few minutes. I got to go get on an airplane and head over to back to California. I have two more trips. I'm known for my energy, being able to work through being tired. Yeah, I'm hit hard.
Yeah.
It's been a year. I see the end in sight. You know how you get senioritis and you start to go, oh, it's almost. And I love the people at Idol, but that LA trip, I do it every week, sometimes twice. It's just a grind. Not just the flying, but the airport, the dehydration. Go today. I come back like Monday or Tuesday of next week. I do it one more time. It's the finale. They told me to, I think, you know, the finale is a big deal, so I got to wear a suit on the finale.
Ooh, fancy.
I know. So this won't be long because I have to go and fly away. And you're flying away tomorrow, huh?
I am.
After the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Coming in hot to the same flight.
Did you see the guy that saw 316 movies last year at the same movie theater?
Mike D.
Oh.
Got him.
Dang.
That's funny. There's a guy from Philadelphia who saw 316 movies last year, and the theater gave him a $500 gift card to thank him. He's 65 years old. Hey, Mike, did you read this story?
Yeah.
Is he sad or is he bored?
I think he's just bored.
Okay, yeah. So it was like someone died and he goes...
No, he just goes. He sees something twice.
Twice?
Yeah, because he gets like, I don't know, forgets him or something.
Oh,
he watches so many.
Oh, wait, does he have like...
No.
Alzheimer's?
He just goes so much that he's like, oh, I didn't really get that movie, so I'll go back and watch it again.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he has the time to really...
I think he's retired. But yeah. I saw 316 movies last year. I'm still sitting on Avengers. I'm waiting, hopefully Saturday. I got in half a Game of Thrones last night. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And so I started to watch it, and I didn't want to not be able to be dialed in, and I was starting to feel tired, and I took a pill. And so I was like, well, out I go. And then I woke up at like 1 this morning. I was like, I hate it when this happens. Took another pill.
Oh, my gosh. Bobby,
oh,
no.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I'm living the rock star life right
no.
now, boys.
Motley Crue.
Well, here's what's happening.
You told me that you took a pill, but I didn't know you took it at night before bed and then at 1 a.m.
I did take a pill twice. And so whenever I'm adjusting time zones, I don't sleep. So I'll take a pill and make me, not a sleeping pill, but I'll take a Xanax. And I'm only doing it, I really haven't taken any at all for like a week. But yeah, I'm rocking them now. I'm party mode. They don't make me feel anything because I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I did that. But I came in and I feel great. Look how great
good.
I feel.
That's good. Yay.
Just take a pill every hour.
That's good.
Thank you.
No, not every hour.
Yeah.
It'll be so chill.
I'm not even chill. It doesn't make me chill. Do you think I'm chill today?
Xanax?
Yeah, it doesn't make me that chill. Not like now. After I wake up, I'm ready to go. Shot out of
the can. Oh, yeah. Once it's like out of your system. But I feel like it
shot
chills
out of
you
a
out.
Can. Yeah, for a minute. A kid found $40,000 in a Lego box. Brought to him from a consignment store.
Oh, my God.
And he kept it.
Has to.
Authorities in Georgia said a child opened a Lego box, purchased from a consignment store, and found $40,000, except not cash.
Oh.
No.
Worth of meth and plastic bricks.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Can you imagine, Amy?
No, I can't.
Man, I could go to sleep on that. I guess
no,
it'd be the opposite.
I don't. Yes. Yeah, I think
I'd give that
yeah,
back.
Yeah, that's like, woo, let's go.
What would you do, Lunchbox, if you found all that meth? Would you sell it?
No.
What?
No.
Go to jail?
He loves
Sell
money.
It.
He loves money.
I love money, but I'm not that crazy. Like, I don't, when you say pin, I don't want to do it. I just throw in the trash can.
Trash can.
Like
somebody can find that.
Oh, like go into the pin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to the pin, so I just go outside and throw in the trash can.
I call
can.
The cops.
Yeah, because what do they find in your trash can?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. I threw it away,
okay,
man.
Okay, yeah, everyone says that. Hey, it wasn't mine,
hey,
man. It wasn't mine.
No, so that's not my pocket. Well, that's in your pants. No. Hey, listen, I have to go. The new Raging Idiots song, Hobby Lobby Bobby, is out today. If you want to stream or download that, check it out. Let us know. Amy's podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown. The Sore Losers have a show, a dude show. You can check that out. Otherwise, I got to go hit the airport. But I appreciate you, and we will see you tomorrow on the show. All right, bye.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Thursday, and let's say this. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy, you good?
Yeah, you?
Good. Lunchbox?
I'm great.
Everybody's good. Let me take a call from Paige. Hey, Paige, good morning to you.
Hi, Bobby.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. What do you want to say?
My 4-year-old daughter, you said to call the show, and I said, well, should we call? She said, yeah. She's like, but wait, mommy, is he even real? And we watch you on American Idol all the time. And she's whenever you come up, I'm like, look, there's Bobby Bones. And she'll look at me like, wait, is that really him?
Oh, so she doesn't know that I'm real.
Yeah, I guess she just doesn't understand the concept of just hearing a voice and putting a face to a voice over the radio and then seeing you on American Idol.
Well, will you do me a favor and tell her that I'm super muscular?
Yeah, I will.
Very chiseled. Okay. Just tell her all that stuff.
Okay.
Maybe I'm her dad.
Oh.
What?
Maybe you can tell her.
I don't know what to say to that.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, well, listen.
I don't know what just happened?
Oh boy.
I just say that. You know, maybe.
Oh.
Paige, thank you for calling. Where are you in North Carolina?
Franklinton, North Carolina, above Raleigh.
Amy, you know Franklinton?
I don't. I lived below Raleigh, I think. Or I lived in Southern Pines. Is that near you?
No, I don't think so. I have no idea.
It's a rival.
We're closer to the Virginia line.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, Paige, thank you for calling and tell your daughter I said hello and appreciate you watching American Idol. That's awesome. This week on American Idol, I am giving the kids all their songs. I wonder if I can say, because I gave one of them a tough, like, you know that Pink song, What About Us? I think that was the one I gave her. I'm not going to say who it is yet.
Okay.
I gave one of them a Miranda Lambert song. It was very good. And they're going to show this, or I walk into the room and I have to tell them what song I picked for them, and a couple of them are very disappointed in me.
Oh, they don't want it?
They didn't. Well, yeah.
They're not feeling it?
It was right after the show. They were exhausted, and when I told them, they were like, ugh, really? But I was like, yeah, suck it up. They're so tired. Because they wake up, and as soon as that show's over, next day they're back at it. There's only one that gets a day off, which is the Madison, because she's under 18 and she's still under kid rules, like minor laws.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So you can only work a certain amount of hours if you're not an adult. And she's still 17 years old.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
So anything else you want to say before we get going here? I feel like we got a pretty good show. I know Raymundo, our audio producer, is upset because he got cut out of the live version of that song, Vacation, that he's a writer on. Babe, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, here's
the guy,
what? Eric Dodd, singing it.
Don't get that FOMO from Instagram. Imagine these noodles are catamarans.
That's Raymundo's part.
Yeah.
Are you down for a bang?
Are you upset, Raymundo?
Yeah, I'm real upset. I don't know why he did that, but maybe I got to travel with him.
Oh, now he's going to travel to that one part. that was happening.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
I was looking at E! Online, and they have some of the guys that are going to be on The Bachelorette. So the dudes that are trying to win her.
Yeah.
You know, they put the descriptions below them. This guy's name is Mateo, and his description is a sperm donor who has helped create 114 children.
No way.
How about that? Well, what if you meet a guy, and he's like the greatest guy, and you find out that he's a sperm donor who there are 114 little hims running around.
Wow. I don't know.
Right? Because there's nothing illegal or shady. He's helping people.
Right.
But again, he's got 114 little hims running around. I bet when they send the thing into 23andMe, the machine like smoke.
It overheats.
Let me see him.
He's cute.
But don't you want 114 of hims going around, like, if he's a good guy?
I don't know if he's a good guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I'm reading some of them.
He looks cute.
Yeah, good looking dude.
Yeah.
I'm reading some of them here. Mateo, Connor S. loves Justin Bieber. That's his description.
Stop.
Like, tell me their jobs. John Paul Jones loves to drink champagne and rarely uses words that are less than three syllables long.
Sweet.
Kevin won't travel anywhere that doesn't have an available gym.
Okay.
These guys sound awesome.
I mean, are we just...
Gosh, giving up.
Are we just out?
We're done. This is dry.
Are they just out for that show? Hey, Morgan, too, you're single. This guy here, Mateo, he's a sperm donor who has helped 114 children create them. Would you date that guy by knowing his story and looking at him?
I don't think I could.
Because of the sperm donor
thing?
Yeah,
I think it could come back that like one of those kids wants him to be dad, and I'd be like, I'm out.
One of them.
Well, yeah. Right. Right. I'm sure there's probably like at least.
If it's 10 of them, that's still less than
10%.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's a good looking dude. But again, sperm donation is actually a good thing. You're helping people.
Yeah.
That's how I think about it anyway.
Yeah, of course.
I was looking at that. What'd you do yesterday?
I went to lunch with my husband, actually. He came up here and I was doing some podcast stuff, and then we were like, let's go to lunch together, which we rarely do that in the middle of the day.
Like a day date?
Yeah, it was a day date, and that's awesome. So, you know, we had a lunch date. You had a dinner date.
I did have a date last
night. So we'll just go ahead and talk about that.
Well, what would you like to know? This is the thing. I'm not going to tell you anything about her. Ugh. So don't even ask because I don't.
But we're not doing that thing where we each get one question each. That's dumb.
You know, yeah, let's do that.
My gosh.
Why do you suggest things that you don't want to do?
I didn't think he was going to. I thought he'd be like, okay, yeah, you're right. That's annoying. So
around the room, you get to ask one question. I did go on a date last night.
But no questions about her.
I'm not going to. I just never reveal anything about the other person. Okay?
Hold on. I'm not ready.
Okay, then I will not go to you
first.
For
my one question.
Morgan, number two, I'll start with you, our 25-year-old head of digital. What do you think?
How long was the date?
Well, 6 o'clock. Wait, why are you mouthing something?
I'm like, did you have a spray tan? I forget.
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm. That's not a question, by the way.
I know. It was at 6, but I had a spray tan at 8:45, so I had to end it at least by then to get back at the house.
Wow, that's long for you.
Well, it didn't go the whole time.
Oh.
So it started at 6. Probably went to like 7:15 or so.
Stop it.
7:15. What?
That's it?
7:30. Why?
It takes that long to like sit down, order food, get basically it was like you sat down, got the food, and then you're
I'm not feeling safe.
It was like a pre-planned meal.
I'm not feeling safe in this space right now.
She's like, oh, I'll have the, and the waitress like, oh no, it's already been set up for you. He ordered an hour ago.
And he already paid.
It could have been like 7:30. I was back home in time.
So wow, I was at least thinking 8.
It could have been. It could have been.
Okay.
I would say it's probably like 7:45, 6 to 7:45.
So there was no, I mean,
that's
you went from 7:15 to 7:45 after you started making fun of you.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys don't make this a safe place for me to share my emotions.
Okay, fine. It's a safe place.
I mean, I just don't understand how you don't even linger for 20 minutes just talking.
I think we did.
No, you were there.
I'd say around 7:30. I mean, I could probably look and see by my phone.
7:15, 7:45, 7:30.
Oh, I got out of there at 8:30
now. Why are you guys being such haters right now?
Yeah, I'm not saying a word, Bones.
That's why I don't like to share, because all I do is come in here and get beat up.
Okay.
It's like, come outside, we'd like to give you an ice cream cone. As soon as I reach out, you beat me up an alley.
Yeah, guys, he's going to shut down.
Yeah.
We're just asking. Okay. We're just trying to figure out.
It's
just
fine.
Be calm with
it. It looks like that I got home about.
How would you know this?
Because I can look at texts, and I know I didn't text
after
the
date. Oh.
Because I hid. I had my phone. Okay.
Oh, you hid your phone during the date?
Of course.
That's good.
Okay, here we go. I know I left the date at 7:47 p.m.
Boom. There you go.
So suck it. Okay.
That's good.
Like, don't look at me. I didn't say anything.
Why are you getting mad at us for being, wanting to know about your life?
Thank you, Morgan, number two. Lunchbox coming to you. What's your one question?
Yeah, man. So you go on this date.
Talk in that voice?
Yeah, man.
Every time.
You know the good thing about.
I don't feel safe here, guys. You guys are attacking me.
Go ahead.
So you go on this date. You get home at 7:47. Mm-hmm. When you get home, are you feeling like there is a second date on the horizon?
What does that have to do with when I get home at 7:47? He just didn't have a question or what?
Yep. No, that's it. It's like when you're at home.
Like, I feel like if it's not, and I'm not saying this was or not, but my general rule is if it's pretty good to great, even if it's just middle, you can do a second date. Because it's like walking by a store and just looking and you're like, I wonder what's in there. Yeah, I should go back. I'd really go check it out. But yeah, I would assume there'll be a second date. It's up to her, I guess. I would think so. Eddie.
Where'd y'all go?
To a restaurant.
No, don't be like that.
Eddie, no. That was a terrible question.
He meant more specifically
what kind of restaurant did y'all go to?
I'm not quite sure what this restaurant's classified as. Do you care?
What'd you
yes,
order?
Oh, I'd love,
okay.
Yes,
I ordered a short rib. It's kind of an Asian place. Okay. Order like a short rib.
Oh, that's a good restaurant.
And I had some shishito peppers.
Shishito.
And I had
aphrodisiac.
Is it really?
What's wrong with you?
Shishito and green M&M's.
What's wrong? And oysters. I ordered everything that would.
So what did she order? No questions about her.
I wouldn't really be if I just went in and ordered everything that was supposed
to. And you ordered it all for her, too.
Yes,
and you're like, we're good.
I was like, we'll take all the oysters and green M&Ms you have, please, and mix them in a bowl.
So when you're going on these dates, do you book reservations or do you just show up?
I just do Open Table, the app on my phone.
Yeah. He takes control.
Good.
Yeah.
Does the restaurant start with the letter T?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100.
You got it? Let me see it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh. So nice.
Oh. Just kidding.
Hey, once he said his meal, knew where it was.
See, do you understand what was a good question?
Show me.
Amy, go ahead.
Show me.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Amy.
Okay. Did you... Oh, I have so many questions in my head. Okay.
Do a two-part question.
Did y'all meet there or you picked her up?
Well... For a reason, we met there.
Because you had to bail early.
No, I didn't have to bail early. No.
Did y'all kiss?
No. You don't get to ask all these questions, but no.
Have you talked to her since?
I texted last night.
Oh. Do you guys send each other like private story? Like, what? On Instagram.
Hey, great.
Idea.
Hey, that's a great day. No, it's first date.
Stop.
Ew. I mean, forms of communication like texting and DMing? Because you know how sometimes you have friends, you're like legit texting with them, but you're also DMing on Instagram. Like, do you hit up different platforms with her?
When I met her, I looked her up on Instagram and just sent her a direct message, but we haven't really we just text.
Okay, so I was wondering if like you do direct message videos, like where you don't send it to your story, you send it specifically to her.
People can do that on Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do that.
All right. Mike D, you want to ask a question? He doesn't.
He doesn't care.
Mike D doesn't care.
I don't think he knows. You don't know, do you? He also doesn't
care. Then why do you care, Mike D?
I love that about him. Right. He's just like, I'm good.
Wait, what about Raymundo? He's got
a
clue.
I don't know. I can't. There's not a button in our temporary studio glass. Oh, he's running in.
Yes.
I went on a date last night. Go ahead. Ask a question.
This is going to really help me figure out a lot.
Go ahead.
Did you guys talk about the show at all?
Almost none, if any.
Interesting. So she's not a listener.
No.
Did she ask about Idol?
Well, it's kind of like, you've been gone forever. And I'm like, well, yeah, because I'm doing Idol. But I don't think she's seen it.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Did she ask for an autograph?
Yes, she asked for an autograph and a selfie.
So you did it for her.
No, that didn't happen. Everybody satisfied?
Yeah.
Was there any hand-holding?
No.
Nothing?
Holding hands?
So like when you say goodbye to each other outside the restaurant at the valet stand, how do you say goodbye?
Great question. They parked my car up front.
Oh.
Oh, you told them leave it up front? No, I like that.
Nice. Show park.
They just did. They left it up front. So I waited for her car to be brought up, and then I walked over to her car and gave her a hug, and then it's like, all right, bye-bye, and then I walked up to my car.
Do you tip the valet for her?
No, not for her, but I tipped them for me.
Smart. Make sure she realizes you're not going to pay for everything.
Okay.
But you paid for dinner.
Just right off the bat, right?
Lunch? Yeah, of course.
But did she do the wallet grab?
No, but
yeah.
Maybe she did. I'm not sure. I don't even make it an option.
Okay.
I just try to, as soon as I walk in, I wear my credit card on my forehead, on a strap. I'm just like, all right, when we're ready, just pull it off here. Here we go.
Well, somebody, I thought guys like at least appreciated the wallet grab.
I do, but I think I just jumped on it pretty quick.
Somebody just texted you. Was that her?
Let me see.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh. She's listening.
It was not her.
Give her a shout out.
Okay, good.
It was...
No, it's okay. You don't have to say who it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it was not her.
Is it an ex?
It's work.
Okay.
It was a different girl like, I didn't go out with you last night. What's going on in our relationship?
Listen,
No.
There's none of that because I'm openly dating right now.
Yeah.
I am unapologetically dating.
Yeah. Calm down, Morgan number two. It's okay.
Calm down. Morgan number two is very jealous right now that I'm going out with other girls. It used to just be me and her, right, Morgan number two?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
just act like it doesn't bother you and he'll stop. All right. Thank you all for your questions.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your answers, Bones.
You're welcome.
Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo, who is in the classroom with the news and his microphone. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Walmart is raising the age to buy tobacco products and e-cigarettes to 21 years old. That goes into effect July 1st. In other news, at least 8 people have been severely injured when the cans of Pam they were cooking with in their kitchen exploded. Officials are looking into the issue and are warning people to be careful. And finally, in health news, medication prices are now going to be listed in television commercials. Officials want the pharmaceutical industry to be more transparent with their high prices. This is going to start in the next couple months. Bobby Bone,
come on. I'm always so impressed when I go to Starbucks, especially early in the morning, how friendly their baristas are. Because nothing I love more than a good barista. This is happy.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, I wish I were that happy. Because whatever I was doing, they're so happy. And so I go on to order my drink, and they don't ever remember my drink. But some of them have talked about with celebrities, and this is what, like in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Morgan number two has a story about what celebrity Starbucks order is. What is your order, by the way, Amy?
Unsweetened green iced tea. I know it's not a latte, but that's what I get at Starbucks, and I'm obsessed.
Is there a caffeine thing to that?
Yeah.
Oh, there is.
Yes.
I'll get a chai latte, which is a tea, but dirty. So they'll put a shot of espresso in. So I guess I get a dirty chai latte with almond milk.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you go to Starbucks?
Yeah. If I go to Starbucks, I get a hot chocolate with no whipped cream.
Eddie, do you go to Starbucks?
Yeah, I do. I've gone down to a vanilla skinny latte. I used to do the white chocolate mocha.
A lot of calories.
It's like as much as a Whopper. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I read that one time.
I just have a Whopper for breakfast. Yeah.
Exactly.
Might as well.
Morgan, number two, read me some of these celebrities and what they have.
So, Bill Nye, the science guy, he likes a caramel macchiato with coconut milk.
I saw Bill Nye, the science guy, at an event.
Did you?
Yeah, and I said hello. Super nice. Super skinny, but super nice. Who else?
Hugh Jackman, he likes a grande red eye made with dark roast.
What's a red eye?
Oh, I think that's like lots of espresso shots, because it's like you're just on fire.
Just a straight cup of espresso shots?
It's like extra. And red eye means, I think it's code for like throw in like extra shots.
It's a secret menu item. It's regular coffee, iced or hot, with one shot of espresso added.
Okay, there you go.
Only one? Okay. What a win. Right, now I can do it.
I thought it was a win.
What else, Morgan, number two?
It's James Franco. He likes grande cold brews. And then...
What's a grande? Get the tall. That's
medium.
Small. Oh, grande.
The tall. That's a small.
Flavor Flav. He likes a venti strawberries and cream frappuccino.
Oh, that's funny.
That sounds good.
See Flavor Flav. What's
venti, big?
Venti's the huge.
Strawberries and cream frappuccino. Okay, give me one more.
John Stamos. He likes cappuccinos.
Of course he does.
Why?
Because he's so good looking, and that's like the good looking. I have a cappuccino. That just sounds good looking when you say it. Like venti grande strawberry. That doesn't sound good looking, but look how good. Watch me. Cappuccino.
Ooh, good looking.
You just got more good looking.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. We're not kind of hot.
You're
saying
more
that.
Sophisticated.
Hands.
Thank you. Bobby Bone, come on. The show's Instagram page is at Bobby Bone Show. We put up a lot of stuff that you can see that maybe you heard on the radio as well. At Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in 1989. Amy, where were you in 1989?
Oh, man. I was probably at Manchac Elementary. Manchaca, the mighty, mighty Mustangs.
Were you 8 years old?
Yes.
Well, on this day in 1989, Tim McGraw moved to Nashville. He moved out after dropping out of Northeast Louisiana University. On his first day in town, he heard this song.
I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw, my baby, she's a Chippewa.
Which was destined to become his first hit. He also met songwriter Craig Wiseman, who wrote future hits for Tim. By the way, Indian Outlaw became a top 8 song, and his first ever number 1 song was, anybody?
Don't Take the Girl.
Don't Take the Girl.
Take Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson.
On this day in 1989, Tim McGraw moved to Nashville.
Take anybody.
Remember when I moved here, they put me in like a little apartment. It was tiny. And my dog was still in Texas. And I was like, I gotta get my dog up here. And so I had a friend drive my dog from Texas all the way up to Nashville. But he had one of those track collars on. And you could tell where he was GPS-wise. And I always knew you could tell by the neighborhood. But I remember turning my phone on, and I could watch my dog travel all the way through the country. And then I would notice my friend would be going places he wasn't supposed to be going with my dog.
Oh.
I'd be like, why'd you take a 2-hour detour over here? And he'd be like, well, how do you know? I'd be like, because my dog's had a tracker collar on. He'd be like, I was like, what are you doing? He goes, well, I wanted to stop here and see this girl. I was like, you get my dog. And I'd see you went there because there's a dog GPS on it. That's what I was doing when I first moved to Nashville, trying to get my dog here. I've been looking at dogs more so. I talked to a friend who has a French bulldog.
Frenchie.
Because I just worry about their health and the breathing. And he's like, it's all right. He said, you'll be okay with it. He said, it's small enough that if you have to travel, you can just throw it in the car. And it's big enough to where, you know, it's not just a purse dog. Because I carry a purse all the time. But I do feel like in the next month or so, I'll be dog ready. And I don't know, maybe I'll just meet the dog and fall in love.
Yeah, and then you'll know. I can't wait.
Till?
You get a dog.
Yeah, I can't wait too. So that's what's happening on this day in country music. Tim McGraw.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A man was on his riding lawnmower when he was trying to go down to the convenience store to get a few things. He's driving, and boom, runs right into the back of a cop car. And the cop says, hey, man, you need to pull over. He tries to drive away, got busted, breathalyzer, DUI.
He ran from the cop on a riding lawnmower?
Yeah, he tried to, you know, he backed it up and tried to go around the cop after hitting him. The cop said, no, you come back here.
He just walked up and caught him. All right, sir, pull over. He's not a runaway and gets caught by a walking cop. All right, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was 11 high schoolers in Maryland going out for prom in their tuxes, their nice dresses. They walk into a restaurant, they get seated, and 5 minutes later, appetizers start coming out. They're like, whoa, we haven't even ordered yet. And the waitress said, your meal is being paid for by that nice lady over there. Some lady across the restaurant just said, I want you guys to enjoy prom and remember to always love yourself. Have a good time tonight, and bought all their meal.
Wow.
So they got milkshakes, burgers, whatever they wanted, and it was all on the lady across the restaurant. And you want to know her name?
Yeah.
She didn't leave her name.
Oh.
She just said, you guys have fun. And this, they, no one posted about it except for the high schoolers.
Wait, so what kind of restaurant were they at?
I just says a restaurant, and it said they had milkshakes and good burgers and
the burger place,
pastas and sandwiches.
And she paid for the meal, all 11 meals. You're thinking $50 a person. Jeez, good for her. And you got a tip.
But whoever, I mean, most of the time if it's prom, the guy's like paying. You know, they were like, sweet.
Beer money.
Oh, no penny at prom.
Oh, right.
Yeah, high school.
I mean, no beer money.
Right. Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Let's go over to Michael in Alabama. Hey, dude.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up with you?
Not a whole lot. Just wanted to say thank you guys for putting on the show that you do. And special thanks to you for, you know, just kind of putting your personal life out there like you do. Oh. I've learned a whole lot from it. I look forward to...
Let me ask you a question there, Michael. Has my personal life helped you in any way?
Yeah, it has. Just hearing the things that you've went through and just kind of like gives me some pointers because I'm still pretty young.
You mean like the kid stuff, like the struggle of being young. Let me ask you about this. I'm glad Michael's here because I've been having a problem. Michael, you want to weigh in on a problem I'm having?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the deal. So I'm on these dating apps, right? But I'm not getting any matches now. My picture must not be good anymore. I like changed it like 5 times. I'm not getting any bait or any nibbles on the bait.
Change it back, I guess.
Can you put videos up there?
We can put like gifts. Yeah, sure. Like a boomerang.
Okay, yeah. Put your running boomerang.
That'll really get.
Oh my
gosh.
Do you want to see my picture that I have up?
Yes.
I just changed it again yesterday because I'm not getting any nibbles on my dating profile picture.
Here. Wasn't Amy supposed to help you with this? Wouldn't you?
Well, Morgan number two helped me, and it was a pretty good one for a while, but then that changed it. So I just used like that one that I put up on my Instagram.
Oh yeah, I thought that was a cute picture.
I thought so too. No, nobody like.
Is it because half your face is cut off in there?
Isn't that good though? Because my whole face is kind of ugly.
Oh come on!
You gotta have American Idol in the background.
I don't want to do that. Oh. That's flexing way.
Wait, hold
too
on.
Hard.
Let me see. Can you even tell muscle. That? Or I guess it's we know that you're on the American Idol set. It doesn't show.
You can't tell. It's just me smiling. Here, Morgan number two, you look at it. What do you think about that? If you were to see that, would you like swipe?
Yeah, I think it shows your personality.
Then why is nobody liking me? Am I ugly? Tell me the truth. Hey, Michael, have you ever seen a picture of me?
Yeah, I have.
Am I ugly?
You're not a bad looking guy.
That's okay, well, but I'm not a good looking guy.
Not a bad looking guy.
Michael.
Would you date me?
Well, I mean, I would.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. We like that. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm struggling with my dating profile picture here. I'm just trying. You got a girl or no?
Yeah, I'm married.
How long?
Coming up on 3 years.
Well, you better answer faster than that.
Yeah,
bud.
You gotta get that down.
At the end of this month, actually.
Well, listen, I appreciate you calling. Any advice you want to give me?
Just continue to be yourself, man. Don't change at all. You're a great guy, and I know that the one's going to come to you very soon.
You would say that. People have been saying that to me for 15 years now.
Yeah, I know.
Eventually, it's a me thing, right?
Well, now you're like really starting to step out of your bubble and everything, so I gotta have like more of a shot now.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Michael. Hey, and thank you for calling. And hey, are you leaving for deployment soon?
I am, actually.
So when do you leave?
The end of June.
Wow. Are you nervous?
Yeah, it's my first one.
Where are you going? You know where you're going yet, or can you say?
Yeah, I'm just going to Iraq.
Just going to Iraq. Wow. Listen, here's the deal. If I just go to Memphis, that's a just. Like, I guess I'm just going to drive 2 hours to go to Memphis. When you just go to Iraq...
It's a pretty common place.
Well, but no, not everybody goes.
Not for
and
us.
You're keeping us safe. And, I mean, yeah.
We appreciate that,
thank
Michael.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. The main thing I look forward to is... thank you. Main thing I look forward to is reading a couple of your books while I'm over there.
No. Oh. Well, let me know how that goes.
I will, for sure.
All right. Do you have them already or no?
I don't. I'm probably going to order them here in the next week or two.
Here, I'll send them to you. I'll send you both of them. How about that? I think that's the least I can do for you. You're serving our country, and you just hopped in a conversation about my weird dating picture. I think you deserve 2 books.
All right, man. I really appreciate that.
All right. Hold on the line, okay, bud?
All right.
All right. There he is. Michael, who lives in Alabama, who is getting deployed soon. Bobby Bone, come on. On the phone right now is Michelle in Florida. Hey, Michelle, what's happening?
Hey, Bobby, how's it going?
You know, we're good, and I hope you're good, because what happened about a month or so ago, Michelle emailed us and said, hey, we're about to have a kid. You guys get to pick the name. And so we sat around and we picked a name. And the guy's name that we picked from the choices she gave us was Skywalker. Because, by the way, who are the names that she gave us to pick from?
Yeah, it was basically like we had multiple choice.
It wasn't like we just pulled Skywalker out of our butts. It was Atreyu, Cassian. Is that how you say it?
Cassian.
Cassian and Skywalker. And so we voted and we picked Skywalker. And for the girls, it was Ahsoka. What's that?
Yes, Ahsoka is one that Robert picked. It's some girl off of an animated Star Wars series.
Okay. Hermione and Elora. And from that, we picked Hermione. And you guys didn't, but we did.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hermione's from what?
Would you have been...
Harry Potter?
Oh.
Yeah.
So we picked Skywalker as the boy, Hermione as the girl. And you guys just had a gender reveal, is that right?
We did, Saturday.
And how did you do the gender reveal?
Well, it's kind of funny. We got everybody silly string and confetti poppers for our guest. Robert and I actually had a combination of smoke bombs, a confetti popper, and one of the poppers that has the powder in it.
And so all of them were going to be one certain color, either pink or blue, right?
That's what you would think.
Oh, was there a mess up?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
An intentional distraction, I guess you would say it, a practical joke. Robert thought it would be so funny to give our guest a mixture of pink and blue.
What's so funny about that?
Because then you think you're having twins.
But is that a good joke?
The true color.
Okay, so what, was it going to be a boy or a girl?
We are having a boy.
And were you excited about that or no?
Yes, I am. I mean, we already have the one little boy. He just turned a year old on April the 25th. So,
little Chewbacca, if you remember correctly.
Yeah.
what was his name?
Oh, our one that just turned 1 year old, his name is Killian.
Okay, and that's from some show, I'm assuming?
It is. It's from Once Upon a Time.
Okay. And you guys, love this science fiction stuff, huh?
Say that. Yeah.
So, little Killian, and then you have, I guess if it's a boy, are you naming your kid Skywalker?
We absolutely are.
Oh,
yep.
My.
Y'all, we named
goodness.
A baby Skywalker.
Wow. Now, do you plan to call him Sky?
Ooh.
I know his older siblings are saying they're going to call him either Sky or Walker, but the whole 6 weeks that I've known and I've been doing the whole talking to the belly thing, I've been using the full name Skywalker.
Do you call Killian Kill? No. Hey, little Kill. Hey, Killer.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, big sister calls him that sometimes, but to me and Daddy, he's Killian.
Wait, there's a big sister?
Yeah, there's older siblings.
She's mm-hmm. Leia.
Oh, Princess.
Yep. Skywalker is going to be baby number 5.
Oh,
my goodness. Walk us through your kids' names, all of them.
Well, the oldest is Anakin.
Oh, are nice. You
got nice.
Wait, are you kidding me?
He's also a Skywalker.
Anakin. Nope. So your oldest is named Anakin. Is Darth Vader the girl?
Ooh.
No, actually, our oldest three were from separate relationships. Robert and I only have Killian and Skywalker together. So it's a blended family, but either way, Skywalker's baby number five. So Robert's son is the oldest. And he's Anakin.
Yeah.
And then my daughter is the second oldest. Her name is Taylor.
Okay.
The poor girls, they just have that's, normal names.
Poor girls.
That's Taylor Swift.
Yes. Go ahead.
But yes, there's Taylor, and then the second girl belongs to Robert. She's Emma.
Okay. Well, good.
And then we have Killian and now Skywalker.
Well, thank you for letting us pick the name. I hope you're okay with Skywalker. It was one of the choices you gave us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I did want to ask really quick to Amy, how does it feel getting to name your first baby?
It feels pretty amazing. Yeah, I've never. Yeah, it's a good point. I always, my husband and I, we had names picked out if we ever gave birth. But like our kids, since we mm-hmm. adopted, they came with names. So, yeah, it's a good point. I got to name my first baby. I mean, we did it collectively as a group. And it's,
which we would have done on your baby, too. We don't.
Right, right.
That's not yeah. the same scenario.
I mean, probably true. And you know, and it's Skywalker. So that's cool.
Well, listen.
We can't wait to meet him one day. That'll be awesome when he comes up here when he's like 10.
Well, did you have a May the 4th with you?
Stop it.
Was that when the
yes.
party was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course.
That's funny. I love that you're such a nerd. I love when people nerd out about stuff. So, well, thank you for calling. Congratulations on having a boy. And then update us. When are you due?
We are having Skywalker on August the 14th.
Huh.
It's going to be scheduled, so you'll get pictures either on August the 14th or August the 15th, because he's scheduled.
All right. Well,
wow, we're so invested in this baby.
We are. Thank you for the call. Thank you for giving us the power to do that, and I hope you it's a very healthy pregnancy, and I can't wait for you to have the baby.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much. We are so happy that we got to get y'all involved with us.
All right,
Robert,
Michelle.
And I love you guys.
Tell Robert we say hello. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. Y'all right. too.
There you go. There she is.
Love it.
Oh my goodness.
Naming a baby after. But she did give us that as an option. I don't think I picked Skywalker though. I think I picked, who knows?
I did. I think I picked Skywalker.
I think I was part of that one too.
Yeah. I think of Kenny Skywalker from the Knicks. When I think of Skywalker. Whatever. Old basketball reference. Well, there you go. I'm glad that she was on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's podcast is up today. She has a new version, a new episode of Four Things with Amy Brown. What's up today?
Well, one of the things is I have a therapist on, and she's talking about the power of saying no and how it's important to create boundaries and not always be a yes person. And a lot of people struggle with that. So you got to say no.
Yeah. Check it out. Subscribe. Comment. It's Four Things with Amy Brown, her podcast, which you can listen to as soon as our show is over today.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this is pretty cool. Kraft will reimburse your babysitting costs on Mother's Day so that you can get some time to relax. They're going to pay back up to $100 of a babysitting bill, and they're giving out $50,000 total. So if you send in your receipt, you better do it quick on Sunday. You just go to KraftMothersDayAway.com and submit your receipt, and you might be one of the people that gets your $100 back.
That's pretty cool because mm-hmm. they're definitely getting that out of advertising and people just talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good concept. Would you do that? Would you send it in? Are you getting a babysitter for Mother's Day?
No, we're going to be together as a family.
So you want to do something with your kids for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm going to the website right now.
Oh.
And I will be submitting for $100.
But you don't have a receipt
yet. You have to
yet.
Show the receipt.
I can write one up.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking you don't really give babysitters official receipts. So yeah, do you just write on a piece of paper like $100? Yeah.
So are you actually lying though, Lunchbox?
Cindy.
No. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I may, let's say I use a babysitter for 3 hours, I'll still mark down 10 hours.
So you are lying.
I may be inflating the bill.
Okay. Fraud.
Yeah.
All right, Amy, what else you got?
Well, speaking of like parents and kids, we are getting really good at robbing our kids' piggy banks. Like as parents, you like set your kids up to save money and, you know, hide it somewhere in their room. And then sometimes if you need it, you go in there and you borrow a little bit.
Is that what you do?
Well, I mean, a study is saying more and more parents. I mean, yes, I have needed dollar bills before and I haven't had any and my kids have it. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you pay it back?
Yeah.
With interest?
No. With interest?
Well, yeah, it's not your money to take.
I mean, it's not like it was gone for long.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's actually, now that I think about it, there's probably a $5 bill I owe my son.
with interest.
Ooh. Okay, fine. What's the interest?
Well, 10%. $5.50.
Yeah. Eddie, do your kids have piggy banks?
Oh, yeah. And when, like, pizza comes in, they're cash only yeah. sometimes. I'm like, I don't even tell them.
See, he feels me on this.
But do you pay them back?
Sometimes.
And when you do you pay interest?
No.
All right.
Sometimes they don't know.
They don't know what
they
interest
don't notice.
Is.
Oh, I took a Target gift card from my son. It had $25 on it.
Well, that's bad.
What? No, no, no. No, no.
Now the real truth comes out.
I started to think, oh, shoot, do gift cards count as stealing from the piggy bank? Because I did borrow that once, and I'll give it back. It had little spaceships on it and everything. I needed it. Okay, so social media does not harm teenagers, says an Oxford study. Amid that, you know, there's all kinds of claims online that activity has effect on their happiness, but this study says it's very trivial, and like less than 1% of unhappiness can be blamed on social media.
I like to say social media makes me happier.
I thought of you when I read this, even though it was about teenagers. I was like, Bobby is a better person because of social media.
Just because I connect more with people there.
Yeah.
If I did not have my cell phone, I would just see you guys and never see anybody else again. I would just go home and lock myself in my room until I had to go to work on another, on either the set or here.
But see, you're using it as a healthy tool for connection. Like, I think sometimes where it gets hard is if you're using social media or you get stuck on social media and in comparison. I mean, then you're brought down because if you use it as a
I'm
way.
Oh, I'm not a big comparer. I just realized everybody's happier than me.
Mm. Oh.
So I don't compare. I'm just like, well, everybody's happier than I am, so why would I even why does it matter?
Oh, you don't end up sometimes comparing yourself, like, even just where people are going or what they have or what they look like.
No,
you're not like,
I wish
I looked that better.
Everybody's good. Everybody's better than me, so.
Okay, so you just go in with that mindset and you're good and go with, what about likes? Does that bother you? Because I feel like with teenagers, that's what would bother me if I was in school, is if, like, I put up a picture and only a couple of my friends liked it and some of my other friends got way more likes. Like, I feel like that would be a thing.
No, not really a thing. Sometimes I'm just surprised at how many likes certain pictures get.
Mm.
So it doesn't.
And you wonder why.
My worth isn't based on likes. Because
right.
Sometimes I'll post things where I know that people will see it and they don't like it. But however.
Hopefully nobody's worth, but yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean.
Well, you just reminding young people listening. Yeah, doesn't matter.
But there are some that are so surprising it doesn't get more likes. You know?
Like, which one?
I'm going to tell you, the ones is, the
one. Yeah, I'm curious to see which ones you
think
would
get. It's one
that
you really thought would get a lot.
Well, I pulled up my Instagram now, which is Mr. Bobby Bones. If I ever post a picture with a girl, ever, so many likes. Like, I post one with me and Sharna, my dance partner, last week. It's so many likes. I post one with just me and Morgan, number two. So many likes. But then when I just post one, like, if I'm just looking good, then people don't like that much. I posted one of me on American Idol with the backgrounds at Idol. It only got like 7,000 likes, which is very low. And I was like, what? They don't like me?
Well, they like you with the girls.
I know they do like me with the girls.
Because they think it's a romantic relationship.
Yeah, they want love for you.
Bobby and I don't have a romantic relationship, and I feel like.
And they like it when I put Amy in a picture.
Oh, they do.
And they loved the picture when it was me and all the people from American Idol, me, Katy Perry, Lionel.
Well, and your caption was funny. You're like, when you're the poorest of all your friends, or the broke,
yeah.
or whatever.
My caption was, when you're the brokest of all your friends.
Which
yeah.
is true.
And then I was getting trolled by Old Dominion. Adam Hambrick, like everybody, Matt Overton.
On that post?
Yeah.
What were they saying?
Luke Bryan's wife trolls me too.
It's Caroline.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're all just saying funny stuff. It doesn't matter.
Oh. Well, I'll go look.
Adam
okay.
Hambrick wrote, Adam Hambrick's new artist. Because I said, when you're the brokest of all your friends, mm-hmm. and it's me standing with Seacrest, Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan.
True. You're
I said,
broke.
When you're the brokest of all your friends. Mm-hmm. And Adam Hambrick goes, that's like being the shortest redwood in the forest.
Oh. I like that.
Oh.
Because you're not that broke.
Old Dominion has a funny, and that's Matt Ramsey from that account. But anyway.
I see.
All right. Thank you. But some pictures, I'm just surprised they don't get more likes. But I don't ever look at them until Amy brings up something about likes. And then I start to go, I do value likes, I guess, whenever I'm told to.
Yeah, but we shouldn't. And isn't Instagram, they're going to start hiding likes, right?
Nah, they said they were. I hope they do.
Like, you'll be able to see how many likes you have, but nobody else.
Oh. I'll just wipe it out for everybody.
Yeah.
All right, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban will be dropping some new music next week. He teased it on his social media with the hashtag WeWere and date of May 14th.
WeWere. Wasn't that already a song of his?
We were.
Keith Urban. Oh, that wasn't that?
No,
that
wasn't
that's
him? Queen.
Oh, that's
yeah,
Queen.
Yeah, we
oh. oh, yeah, good. I love Keith Urban, so I'm excited. What else?
Randy Travis has a memoir called Forever and Ever Amen, a memoir of music, faith, and braving the storms of life coming out. It will also be here on May 14th.
I think it was just his 60th birthday. Am I right? They celebrated the Opry. I think it was. Man, Randy Travis. Like, that was my grandmother's favorite artist. John Anderson and Randy Travis really remind me of her. I'm telling you, about digging up bones, that's why I have my name.
Mm. Really?
No, but I love that song. Digging up bones.
I'm digging up bones.
I'm digging up bones.
Please digging up bones.
Man, that's good. What else?
Carrie Underwood admitted that life is hard with two young boys at different ages.
I bet that's true. Eddie has four of them.
Yeah. Yes. I'd agree with that. Yeah.
Life is very different with two. You know, we kind of got out of that baby stage with Isaiah. He's much more self-sufficient and, you know, he can brush his own teeth and put his own clothes on and he's making decisions for himself. And then we kind of start all over with a little squishy one again. You forget how hard it is, to be honest. But, you know, you just figure your way through it. And I'm so blessed to have Isaiah, who is super helpful and super sweet. And he loves his little brother.
There you go.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A 9-year-old girl learned the Heimlich maneuver, and the very next day she used it to save her choking classmate. These third graders, Shaylin and Kira, were eating lunch at the elementary school when Kira started choking on her hot dog. Luckily, the day before, Shaylin was like, I just learned the Heimlich, I guess I should use it. So she did, and up came the hot dog, saved the girl's life. The day before, and she was 9. Come on. You talk with your kids about this stuff?
No, but I guess I need to.
What about fire safety? If the house on fire, do you guys have that plan?
Oh, yeah. Stop, drop, and roll.
No, not to catch on fire. How to leave the house. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Well, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Time for the morning corny, but on Thursday we try to figure it out ourselves. Let's do the investigative corny. Here we go. Amy, how are you?
Doing good.
All right. I know there's a little pressure now to actually give us a challenge.
I know, and I feel like y'all are going to really have to bring it today.
Have we missed one at all lately?
No.
Our streak is still going?
Mm-hmm.
How many in a row?
8.
Okay.
Wow.
8. Wow. Okay. Well, bring the pain.
The morning corny.
What kind of magic do cows believe in?
Black moojik, maybe something.
Moo magic?
It's got to be a moo, mm-hmm. right? Or an udder.
Or hoof.
Udder magic?
Hoof could be
a horse,
though.
Milk magic? No. Udder magic?
Moo. It's got to be a moo. It's got to be a moo.
Magic.
Like moo. It's just got to be moo.
Moojik?
Moojik?
What are different kinds of magic?
Yeah, now? That's what I was thinking. Or like words of magic, like abracadabra. Like.
Abracamoojik.
Abracamagic.
What kind of magic? Cows.
Black magic?
I was about to say black moojik, but I don't think that's it.
I don't know. You're stuck on udder.
I'm stuck on udder magic.
What about like, what are they called? Cud?
I don't know what that is.
Cows chew cud? No.
I don't know what that is.
What?
Hey,
that's a horse.
Right?
How hard is this one, though, in your mind? Will we get it?
I mean, y'all are getting close. Like,
man.
I felt like at the beginning, I thought it was going to be hard. And then out of the gate, y'all kind of said something that I was like, oh, shoot. It's not that hard.
Out of the gate, we said moo.
Yeah, it's got to be utter. What about utterly magical?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So ask us the question again.
What kind of magic do cows believe in?
Believe in. I believe in, the magic.
Magic. So maybe black magic is.
It can't. That can't be.
It can't be black magic.
It can't be black moojik.
Oh, man.
Amy's looking at me like I'm stupid. And I probably am. Are we almost there? Like, are we close?
I mean, what kind of magic do cows believe in?
Cows eat grass. They graze.
Yeah, they graze in the field.
We gotta be put on a clock though, or we'll sit here all day.
Oh.
What's the clock? What do we go to? Give us 2.5 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Milk. Okay. Milk magic.
What about, like...
Get it together, guys.
Oh, let me think about something. Magic what kinds Mike? Of magic are there? Yeah. There's Magic Mike, Magic...
Magic Kingdom?
We have 2 minutes, 30 seconds, right?
30 seconds. I don't know any kind of magic.
Okay, hold on. There are kinds of magic. There's magic, like... There's juggling.
That's not magic.
Oh, that's not magic. Crap.
No.
There's...
No.
Black magic. Black magic.
Yes, that's
we almost
all I can
said
think
it.
Of.
Black magic. There's voodoo. There's moodoo. There's moodoo.
Moodoo magic.
Moodoo.
Moodoo.
Is that a thing though?
No.
I don't know.
10 seconds. I'm gonna go
moodoo magic.
Are we going moodoo?
Yeah.
That's black magic.
Moodoo magic.
Moodoo. Okay. Okay. We only have 2 minutes, 30 seconds. We put our time in. We don't know this one.
No, we don't feel confident at
we
all.
We do not feel confident in this
I
one.
I feel very sad.
This is one of those where if you just last in the game, we're going with our official answer is
Moodoo magic.
Lunchbox, do you go with Moodoo?
Yeah, Moodoo magic. That's all I can think of.
Well, not Moodoo magic.
Just
Moodoo. Just Moodoo. Like
voodoo. Okay.
Okay.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of magic do cows believe in?
What kind of magic do cows believe in?
Moodoo.
Oh!
How did you get that?
That's 9 in a row! Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose!
But we fought for that one, Amy.
Yeah, you did.
How did we
get that?
I don't know.
Black moojik is what led me to moodoo. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and I was definitely trying to be like, what do you believe in? Like,
well,
thinking
I don't believe in voodoo.
I know you don't. Not you. Like, but I was using the keyword believe because, like, that's a practice.
Moo Jesus?
And I don't know a single cow that believes in
voodoo. Yeah, I don't either.
It's Poist, a joke, tough guys.
One. Nice one, guys.
Sometimes Woo! You just survive, and that is how that works. Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us. Teamwork. All right, there you go. This is Michaela in Florida. Michaela, thank you for calling the show. What would you like to say? Oh, I pushed the wrong button. Hold on. Michaela, or, I'm sorry. Are you there, Michaela?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, we're dealing with a temporary studio. What would you like to say?
Okay, so it's about Amy's Morning Corny and you guys solving it.
Yeah.
I think that 2.5, and it could be just me, but I think that 2.5 minutes is, like, too long. Maybe if you did, like, a minute or a minute and a half.
Fair point.
Bad.
Fair point. We just put a time limit on us, period, this week. We were going, like, 10 minutes. It'd be, like, 10 o'clock, yeah. And we're still trying to debate it. I think that's great. Why don't we move it? Because Michaela makes a great point. 90 seconds. We can't figure out 90 seconds.
Wow.
Sure, but listen, our show only gets better if our listeners call and say, hey, I would like it more if you did this. And Michaela, I appreciate that call.
Yeah.
So next week when we do it, and it's only 90 seconds, like you have absolutely influenced the show that we're going to do a segment differently.
Cool.
So tell your friends.
But if we miss it after 90 seconds, you're going to feel really bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's all
if
on you.
We don't go 10 in a row. It's all Michaela's fault. How do you feel about that, Michaela? Yeah, oh, you laugh, huh? Mm-hmm. Are you diabolical?
I'm rooting for Amy, so.
What's
Now,
we're all rooting.
It's not against Amy.
Right. Like, I want the guys to get it. Like, I...
Oh, yeah.
But eventually, I'm going to have to stump them.
Well, you tried today. We almost didn't get it. Michaela, great point. We'll do 90 seconds next week. The show gets better only if you tell us what we do and don't do right, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. Hey, by the way, texting while shopping can make you fat. So they do this whole thing. And why? Because distracted shoppers buy more unattended items than focus shoppers. So you're on your phone, you're, hey, clicky click, check out my, you know, you knock crackers in your box, you don't even need them.
Got it. I mean, yeah.
If you're talking, texting, playing games, or adjusting your playlist while picking your groceries, your impractical purchases tend to go
increase.
Up.
Increase. That makes sense.
Most people go to the grocery store. Me, in and out. 5 seconds. What do I need? Got it. Go. New research shows that if you're the one who gets around, you're on your phone and you're kind of banging around, that you're doing a lot of things you shouldn't be doing because you're not paying full attention. Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I see how that happens. I often am on a phone call when I'm at the grocery store. And yeah, I probably am wandering around. I spend probably a good 10 extra minutes there that I didn't need to because I'm not focused. And extra stuff definitely ends up in my cart.
Lunchbox, your thoughts?
I am on. The only time I text at the grocery store is that I text my wife, do you need anything at the grocery store? This is what I have. And I tell her what I have in the cart. And if she needs something else, that's it. I put the phone away.
Do you ever take pictures of things and go, is this the right one?
Yep, absolutely. Oh, because she sends me to get like something for the baby, and I there's three different ones, so I take a picture.
Like, which
baby? Which one?
Oh, which thing? Oh, yeah.
And
which
she's always like, this? I thought, like, the other day I had to go in and get Sudafed for her, and there was four different boxes: Sudafed PM, DM, EM.
Oh wow, DM and EM.
And so I FaceTime her. Which one do you? She goes, I was hoping you would do it on your own this time.
Oh, she's disappointed in you.
She does get disappointed, but I'm like, there's five different kinds, and I don't want to get the wrong one, because guess what? Then it's, oh, you need to go back and get the right one.
Oh, do you ever have to go back?
Oh, you got to go back. Like the other day, I bought the wrong dishwashing soap. I didn't buy the right little packets, and so back to the grocery store.
So you take the other one back?
Yeah, because I bought liquid soap that I guess you use in the sink. And
like
doesn't
Dawn
go.
You needed the pods.
Yeah, you needed something that goes in the dishwasher. So it's confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to send my husband pictures, or I Google it, take a screenshot, send him. It's like the exact brand. This is the picture. This is what it looks like.
Yeah,
no words.
You're
just
like, he's so dumb.
You're
so,
what? Yeah.
I'm gonna go over and talk to Chris in Massachusetts right now. What's up, dude?
Hey, Bobby.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What do you want to say?
No, I'm just calling to say that I'm a truck driver and I listen to your show on multiple different stations. I have presets for the different states I go into.
I appreciate that. Where do you drive? What's your route?
I'm a local driver, so I'm usually in Mass. I'll go to New York once in a while and I'll go to Maine. Mass, I listen to you guys on 101.7 The Bull. Towards New York, going west, I listen to you guys on 100.9. Up here in Maine, I'm listening to you guys on 95.3 right now.
Come on, look at this guy here. Look at this guy here. That's awesome, man. Appreciate that. What are you hauling around?
I do dry bulk, so I haul plastic pellets to plastic factory.
You ever have to drive through one of those stops and you're a little overweight and you're like, yeah, come on, buddy, here's a five. Let me get through.
I've actually never had to hit a truck stop yet.
Oh, you ever take those bumblebees at the gas station? Because sometimes I think, maybe I should take one of those. No. Why not?
No. I live off of Red Bull.
Okay. Damn.
Red Bull and coffee.
You do the, you have the thing in your back where you do the arm exercise, like from over the top? Remember that movie?
Yeah, no, I don't do no exercise. I get up in the morning, jump in the truck, and just get going.
Hey, there you go. We'll take that. Hey, listen, I appreciate the calls. Who's your favorite country artist, Chris? You pick anyone.
My favorite one is Luke Combs.
Yeah, did you hear his new song yesterday? Beer Never Broke My Heart?
I did.
Pretty good, huh?
I did. It is. I like it.
I'm going to tell you about that dude. He's a good dude. You meet him the first time, and he's kind of no-nonsense, which now I've learned to respect and love. Mm-hmm. First time you meet Luke Combs, you're like, huh. This guy's like, right. He just says it how it is, and you go, is he a nice guy or is he not? Turns out he's the greatest guy. Mm-hmm. He's just the greatest. So I always like to tell people that if people they love are cool or not. And I tell you, Luke Combs is the best. And Luke Combs and I are, you know, a bit friendly outside of radio, too. So I appreciate the call. Hope you have a safe trip today. And thanks for taking the time to reach out, man.
Most definitely.
All right, bud. See you later. So every year, whenever someone graduates out of high school, I give a scholarship to one of the kids. And I called it the Don't Be Skipping School Scholarship. Or don't be skipping class scholarship.
Yeah.
And basically it was like, hey, just show up. That's 90% of being successful. Just show up on time all the time. And so I do give a scholarship to a kid, and I try to find someone who, I don't need you to be the valedictorian or salutatorian, just somebody who is really going to put in the effort. And so the rule is you have to have like a 2.5 or higher, and then you have to write an essay. And then I read all the essays. And I'm at home last night, I'm reading these essays, and it's tough to actually to pick someone. To go, okay, I'm now giving you money to help you with school. And so I had it down to two last night, and I just kept reading them both, back and forth. It's probably the most stressful thing that I've done in the past week.
So did you make a decision?
It did. It was tough.
Oh.
It was tough. I gave it to both of them for the first time.
Oh, okay, good.
Wow.
I was about to say that, but then I didn't want
to. For the first time, I know.
And okay, that's cool.
I don't want to do that because I don't want to set that precedent.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't decide. I don't even want to say yet because I don't know that they know. I think they get told in like a assembly or something.
Oh, okay.
But in the past, I've done one scholarship. And I've been back to speak. My schedule is weird and I can't always go back because graduations are on weeknights. But I go back to Mountain Pine High School. I'm from a town of 700 people. And my class was a large graduating class. And we had 46 people, I think. And so you're talking about 30 to 40 kids. And so, yeah, I'm giving two scholarships this year because I just didn't have the Nads to pick somebody.
Or they were both that great.
Yeah, I kind of lean toward me just not having... I think, you know what? My heart's bigger than the Nads, and that's not a hard thing to do. Good.
So they get the full one, or you cut the scholarship in half?
No, they get two full ones.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's even baller move.
Like,
It's not a baller move, but that's what I did last night that was pretty stressful. And so I finished. I felt good about it, but I had to go through 10 or 15. But some of them, too, it's just like, you're going to be all right.
Okay.
You know, there's a reason that I don't work with the valedictorian. Like, they I have their own way. I wasn't the valedictorian.
I still can't believe that.
I made a B in typing.
I understand.
Or like computer skills or whatever. And so, you know, I wasn't. And so, but yeah, that's what I did last night. Kind of stressful. And I'm over here looking at my Insta story too, and people don't like the picture I use for my dating profile. This is the question. Are you ready to see this? I'm so irritated because yes. I got to pull it because I changed it already. Said, do you like this picture as my new profile pic? 62% say no. 62%.
I mean, yeah.
You can still go vote on my Insta story, Mr. Bobby Bones. But 62% say no. And Morgan number two is the one who told me to put that up. And I trust her opinion. Because she's a girl.
But do you trust hers more than the listener?
I'm going to have to wait again. Maybe I have to put up two profiles. Like I did last night. Everything's so stressful. This guy in Durham, North Carolina, hit 1,000,000 miles on his car. It's a 2000 Honda Accord.
Wow.
That crazy, huh?
I thought like after 200,000s it was dead. Everyone's like 200,000, man. Get rid of your car. It's not working anymore.
Oh, I had cars went over 200,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
2000 Honda Accord, and it's been absolutely phenomenal. When it got to 999,999, I took a picture, and then I started to drive, and I'm waiting for the odometer to hit 1,000,000, and then it doesn't. It stops there.
Oh.
It doesn't.
So it never actually.
Wow.
It doesn't roll over.
There aren't enough spaces.
But it can roll over to zero.
It could.
Wow. Yeah, 1,000,000. Good for him, though. That's pretty cool. First car ever, Amy?
1986 Ford Bronco. Yeah, full size.
How'd you run that one up?
How did I run it?
Yeah, like how high?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. By the time I went to college, I mean, I only had it for like 3 years. So I don't know when I got it. I don't remember the mileage.
My first car was an 89 Subaru that I bought it for $200.
Yeah.
Because I just mowed yards. I was like, I need something. I can't say it got a lot of miles because it fell apart quick.
Right.
But then I had a Pontiac Sunfire that had over 200,000 miles. I rode that thing into the dirt.
Wow.
It was my first car that I actually took a loan out on.
Mm-hmm.
It was $8,000. And I went with my stepdad, and we got it. And I'm telling you, the best car I ever had as far as just, like, no problems. Drove it through ice storms. I remember once when I was living in Little Rock, I drove it through an ice storm down to move to Austin. Terrible ice storm. Ruined everything I was pulling in the car. That car, we had passed, like, 18-wheelers stuck on the side of the road. Bye. It's crazy. Best car I ever had. Lunchbox?
First car was a 1985 red Mazda RX-7, two-door, no power steering, no AC. Woo! Boy, you want to talk about a chick getter.
What?
A chick getter.
What's that?
Oh.
Like, chick getter.
No, I hear you, but as Amy's son would say.
What?
That got the
oh,
chick?
Man, it was a little, looking like a hot rod, you know what I mean? But then they'd get in and they'd sweat their tails off because there was no AC. I mean, we had to just go windows down in the middle of the Texas heat. And I brought that thing home, and my mom was like, what did you allow my son to buy? She was so mad at my dad.
How much you pay for that one?
$1,200.
From what? Just doing yard work?
No, I worked at a grocery store starting at the age of 15 because I wanted a car. My parents said, we're not going to be able to buy you one, so if you want to get a job. So worked at Randall's, and every paycheck went in the bank so I could get a car.
So did the sweating make the girls not want to ride in the car?
Well, it was a chick getter and a... chick, get out of there.
Oh, the chick getter and a chick leaver.
Yeah, because once they get in there, they're like, oh, where's AC? There's no AC, and it's 100 degrees in the Texas heat. They didn't want to ride in too long.
Yeah.
That's funny. How'd you guys feel about Archie, the baby name of the royal family?
At first, I was like, Archie. But then the more I spent time with it, I was like, it's kind of cute.
I think of Archie Bunker, and I think of Archie Comics.
I thought Archie Comic.
And it's Archie Harrison.
And Mount Batten.
I think the actual name is Archie Harrison Mount Batten Windsor.
Oh.
But Harrison is after Harry, his dad.
Just cute.
So Archie. Do you know they said that usually they name people after babies after other royal family people? But they didn't. They were just like, we just like the name.
Wow.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. They're rebels.
It's very American of them.
Yes.
It's like she's infiltrated their system there.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this fifth grader named Dylan, and he spends time on YouTube learning different things. And one thing he learned on YouTube was the Heimlich maneuver. Well, he never really knew if he was going to be able to use it. And he's at school one day, and his teacher starts choking on a muffin. He said he recognized her hand gesture as the universal sign of choking.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was going to ask y'all, is that, yeah, that's it? Like, I'm choking, I'm choking. Mm-hmm. So he immediately rushed over to help. The teacher was so impressed by his, you know, his ability to just stay calm and willingness to step up and help. And he straight up went right up at the sternum, pulled back, boom, muffin came out.
Must be a strong fifth grader, huh? But that's good. The international sign of choking is the two hands up on the throat.
On your neck.
Which is also the sign of if you miss a free throw, they do that too, like you just choked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the teacher said Dylan is a real life hero.
Fifth grader, that's cool.
Love that.
I do too. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You can always hop in and be a part of the show. We feel like you're a part of the show anyway. So you want to hop on 877-77-BOBBY. Sarah is on in Arkansas. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
I'm just a teacher in Arkansas, and I also graduated from a really small school. My class only had 17 kids in it, and four of those are foreign exchange students. So I just think it's amazing that you went ahead and gave two scholarships to those kids.
Well, I think for me, I've been pretty blessed. I went to a school, I grew up, no money, but now I'm doing all right, and I like to do as much as I can to help. Listen, if it weren't for PTA groups and it weren't for church groups, I wouldn't have had food or Christmas presents. And so if I can be that person in a kid's life at this point, like, I am so in. I think that's kind of why I do what I do with it. You know what I mean?
Yes, and it's awesome. Well, and I'm glad that you're able to do that for kids.
What do you teach?
I'm actually a special ed teacher.
Look at you. And how long have you been teaching?
This is my sixth year.
Come on. Look at you. Enough about me. How about someone making a real difference out there? That's you every day.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm up here just dinking around playing Luke Bryan songs. As much as I love Luke, like, come on, you're changing lives. That's
thank
awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
All right. See you later. I want to go over to Aaron in Florida. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for getting on your little soapbox today about the being stressed and that this too shall pass. I've been going through some things, and you definitely reminded me today that I'll get through it and that it's temporary, and I just wanted to say I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know what? If you think back, you've probably been through harder things than you're going through right now. I'm assuming, right? You've been through harder things.
Yeah.
And did you get through it?
Yeah. Of course.
And will you probably get through this?
Oh, definitely. I just recently lost a job, so I'm looking for a new one. But it's a little stressful not to have income. So.
And then here's what you're going to do there, Erin. As soon as you get a new job and you get back on your feet, one of your friends or one of your acquaintances is going to go through the same situation. And you can lend her the advice that because you've been through it and go, hey, you know what? I was there too, and I understand what it feels like to be in that situation. But if you just keep on grinding, you will find an end. And if you don't like where it is, it's not the end yet. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm glad that helped you.
Thank you. All right. Have a nice day.
See you later.
Bye.
A lot of calls on. Angie, you're on in Arkansas. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
What's happening with you?
I'm one of the moms of one of your scholarship recipients, Ashton, from 2 years ago, and I want to thank you for investing in our kids. It's
look
just
at
a
that.
Great community, and it's pretty awesome, and I think two scholarships is awesome.
Wow.
Wow, Ashton's your kid, huh?
She is.
Look
she
at
is.
You, look
she
at that.
She just finished her second year at UCA, so. You're
dang right she did. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that, and listen, I believe in my little town of Mountain Pine, Arkansas, and I do what I can to help, and good for you. You must be a good parent, because, you know, it's a tough
God
place to
and
come
family.
From.
It is. My husband graduated there, You actually spoke at my son's graduation where you gave your first scholarship to a friend of ours' son. So
It's
pretty awesome.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And tell her I said hello and I'm proud of her, all right?
All right, thanks. Have an awesome day.
See you later. Let me do one more. Let's see. Who's on in Texas? It's Tracy. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, guys.
What's happening?
Hey, I'm a new listener. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and my husband and I really enjoy the podcast. We actually just took a trip to Corpus, and we listened to the podcast the entire trip there, and it was a good laugh through the car, and we listen to it actually every day, and at the end of every day, we have a conversation. It's just fun to catch up, and y'all are awesome.
Oh, thanks. We've been on in San Antonio now about 6 months. Let's shout out to all of our San Antonio
listeners.
Yeah. We're so happy.
Yes.
I don't want to reveal too much, but I will say that Eddie and I's Raging Idiots tour gets announced next week, I think on Monday. And I'm just saying, there's probably a San Antonio stop
in
there.
No coincidence in that statement.
I'm just saying, there's probably. And the venue they booked us may be a little too big.
Uh-oh.
What?
I know.
UTSA?
AT&T Center?
Well, I'm not.
AT&T Center.
No.
Stop it.
Hey, cool your jets.
Okay, the Alamo Dome?
They were like, hey, you should play this theater. And I was like, guys, I don't know if people in San Antonio are going to come. We've only been on there like 6 months. So,
hey, we will come.
Well, you say that now. Have you heard our newest song, Hobby Lobby Bobby? Would that make you come?
Yes, I will definitely come.
But have you heard the newest song that came out today called Hobby Lobby Bobby?
I've heard that one. I've heard Emoji Love Song.
Okay.
And Jesus Knows.
Okay, and would that make you come to a show?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll see you there, Tracy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
There she is. The call we were waiting on. there she is.
There
Tracy.
She was.
This whole thing came out about gift cards and how we shop with them.
Yeah.
And I like a good gift card. But they say shopping with gift cards kind of ends up being bad for the person who gets it because we end up spending a lot of our money. We never plan to spend our own money. Because we get a gift card to somewhere and it's $20,
mm-hmm.
but then we spend $27 and it's something we weren't really going to get anyway, we didn't need, and now we just were $7 in the hole.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Like, anytime I get a Target gift card, I definitely spend more than it is, and I'm just going to Target because I have a gift card.
Gift cards, for me, that are useful are ones that I'm going to for sure spend the money on anyway. Once for my birthday, I had a friend give me a Netflix year subscription, which I thought was the greatest gift card ever because I was going to pay for that anyway. And so I was able to just put it in there. Or like Apple gift cards back in the day.
Yes.
For like when iTunes was a thing.
Yeah,
I
songs.
Knew I was going to use iTunes. But they're saying, according to this new deal, a majority of shoppers using gift cards spend over $50 of their own money. Because $25 is the normal amount of a gift card given. And typically, that's not enough to cover what people are buying. So people overspend because they're like, oh, I have a gift card. And they overspend what they would have spent anyway. So I think just being conscious of that will actually help you with that.
My daughter got some Amazon gift cards for her birthday. And I feel like that was a clutch gift card, especially because she can watch movies. She can, well, mostly she uses it for like downloads on her tablet. But I'm like, I want an Amazon gift card.
I saw you walked her to youth group yesterday on your Insta story.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
She's
the whole
12.
Family.
She's in youth group.
We went and dropped her off. And then when we got there, she's like, come in with me. Come in with me. And I'm like, no.
She was nervous.
Spread your wings. Like, this is you. So then I ended up walking in with her and kind of just waited till she was comfortable. And then she kind of looked at me like, okay, you can leave now. I was like, okay.
See, I was wrong. I was like, hey, she's 12. You should probably let her go by herself. She wouldn't be embarrassed.
Yeah, no. She wanted me there and she wanted me to walk in. I think she was, all of this is so new to her. So it's not like she even really fully understood what youth group was until she actually experienced it for 2 hours last night. And yeah, now she wants to go to youth camp, all the things.
Oh, wow. You saw the wedding story?
Yeah. Oh, the Tupperware one?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
So there's a wedding, and it's in Pennsylvania, and she's like, man, I feel like I should bring this up. She said, my husband and I had a very small wedding ceremony and reception. Probably about 25 people were invited, only close family and friends. However, a few days before the wedding, her dad's friend asked if he could bring his daughter and husband to the nuptials. She said, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. So the daughter shows up and without the husband in about 10 Tupperware containers to take food. The bride's mad about it because she showed up with Tupperware. She loaded up 7 to take food home, took about 3 containers of homemade cookies, a couple of bottles of beers, and a lot of the centerpieces. And what do you think about that?
I don't understand. I've never heard of such a thing. I wouldn't do it. I don't I don't get it. Like, I don't think the bride needs to, like, put this woman on blast, but I do think it's odd that, she showed up and did that.
I just don't like the shaming.
Yeah.
I feel like if there's an issue, call them and see what's up. People now just throw everything on Facebook. They want to shame all the time. And a lot of times, it's shaming that ends up not being shameful. And we finally hear the other side of the story. Like, what if she just didn't have any food at home?
Oh, that would be terrible.
Because really, unless you're just so tacky, you don't do that. You don't just take Tupperware to a wedding and take all the food. Now, what if she is struggling?
Yeah.
And she goes, and what if she's not? Okay, so then show she's tacky. What are we going to do with that extra food anyway? It's a funny story to tell.
Right.
You don't invite her to anywhere else because it could be embarrassing.
Did you say that some people she was going to come with ended up not coming?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so maybe she thought in her mind, since she RSVP'd for the food, it belonged to her.
Okay, whatever.
Interesting.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't invite her to anything else.
Yeah.
But I just wonder her circumstance, because that's not what a normal person would do, show up and just Tupperware all the food and walk out of there.
She did take a few beers.
What's up with taking the centerpiece, though?
Yeah. The beers and
again,
centerpiece.
You look at some of that and you go, what is happening with that? Anyway, I saw that. Let me grab this call from Cindy in Pennsylvania. This is Cindy. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted you to know that my daughter hated going to school, and she loves going to school now because she gets to hear the Morning Corny before school.
You know, it's a very popular segment. I'm pretty proud of Amy. She comes in, delivers it. We've got 9 in a row on Investigative Corny.
Yep.
However, one of the texters was mad at us.
Why?
Because she says that once we thought the corny was too hard and we said we're not doing it.
Really?
It
was because Amy gave us like a riddle. It wasn't even a joke.
Oh, yeah.
But the rules are being made. Even today, we can now wait only 90 seconds. But thank you for that call. We appreciate the feedback.
Thanks.
All right, see you later. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show. I mean, I guess just seeing sharks in the water is not a big deal because that's where they live. But they've been seeing a shark, and some of these are as big as yachts. Like,
what?
They're super sharks.
Oh, wow. It was like a Shamu?
Well, that's a whale.
Yeah, I know, but that's the biggest, like, sea creature I've ever seen.
And they're being seen off the coast in Southern California, so it's not a country that's nowhere near us. They're basking sharks, gentle giants.
Oh. Yeah.
They're aggressive and they don't bite. They might swallow, though.
Yeah.
They don't have to bite if they're that big. They just swallow you. You can see them with their mouths wide open and often near the surface because their mouths are so open. They're just trying to eat anything that's up near. But yeah, some of them are 60 feet long.
That's crazy.
And because of the rarity, it's extremely difficult for researchers to tag or study them, but they're as big as small yachts. I'd pee my pants if I saw one of those things.
Yeah.
Speaking of peeing pants, if I don't leave the studio soon, I'm going to do that. The show is over. Amy, what's going on with you today?
I am going to get the kids packed. We leave for L.A. tomorrow, or California.
Yeah, what's happening?
Near. We're going there for Mother's Day, and we're going to just hang out. The kids love it there. We're going to visit our friend Mary.
When are you out? I'm leaving today.
Tomorrow, after.
Yeah, no, but are we out there together?
We are, yeah.
Oh.
A little bit.
Are we doing anything together this weekend?
I don't know. You want to?
No.
Oh.
Okay, I see you all the time. No, but I mean, like, are we doing any work stuff while I'm out there? Because I'm out there until, like, Tuesday.
Yeah, I think there is some stuff where I'll be working with you. But right. It's like I'll work there, but also have a fun time with the kids.
Well, you know, I'm always happy to see you. I was just giving you a hard time.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
I actually leave today and have an event tonight, and then I tape American Idol twice before the show because I gave all the contestants their songs this week, so I have to go to practice and make sure they're not sucking. And if they do, I gotta be like, all right, switch songs 2 days before the show.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go do that. But I gave Lacey K. Booth Miranda Lambert the house that built me, and she can't mess that up.
Yeah.
And she probably won't because I think she's
good.
Yeah, she's like the country artist. Like, she's legitimately the country artist, not even someone they're trying to get to go country. Like, they have to get her to come out of country. But I gave her the house that built me, so I'm anxious to go see how she's doing. I gave Alejandro, I don't even know if I can say this, but I gave Alejandro No Woman, No Cry.
Oh, cool. Bob
Ooh,
Marley.
I like that.
And that guy tears it up, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I gave Madison a Pink song. So I'm going to leave it there. I'm not gonna ruin it because I may get in trouble for sharing too much. But I got to go back to Idol and work with them in practice since I gave them all the songs. My favorite's when they want me to sing it back to them. How would you sing it? And listen. You know me, I can almost carry a note, but I can't sing like them. They're real singers. And yeah. I'd be like, I'd do it like this. no woman, no cry. I don't realize. So, yeah, that's what's up with me. Lunchbox, what's going on?
Man, I really need to get that yard mowed. I mean, that grass is really long, but it's supposed to rain all day, so I don't know if it's dangerous to mow in the rain, but if it's not lightning, I figure I can do it. Besides that, I got to get a nap. I was up late last night.
And think about that nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get a nap in for sure.
For sure, for dude. Sure. I mean, I need it.
Nap for those that can't nap.
Yeah, I feel it. Like he's napping for me sometimes. Because I don't really get those naps, so sometimes I feel like he's vicariously living through him.
I appreciate it, yeah.
That's it. We'll see you on Friday. Tomorrow, Rodney Atkins in studio as our Friday morning conversation, and he's going to play. The guy has got a lot of hits. And so, Rodney Atkins in tomorrow. Hope you have an awesome Thursday. We'll see you Friday. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Goodbye, everyone. The Bobby Bones Show.